bracing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. All right, let's face it. Every day seems to bring anxiety in this economic fallout. But lately, a particularly stressful time is the first week of a new month. That's when we get unemployment numbers for the month prior. And February's numbers will be out this morning. For the last 4 months, those figures have been abysmal. Analysts aren't expecting anything different today. The Dow yesterday fell about 4%. It's at 65.94. S&P and NASDAQ shares fell more than 4% as well. There is a bit of optimism on Wall Street this morning. Futures are pointing to some gains early on. We shall see. No gains in Asian markets for the most part. Hang Seng and Nikkei shares tanked 2 to 4%. European stocks are lower 1% or less. We're set to hear from tax prep company H&R Block this morning. The figures are likely to give us a better idea of how the recession is impacting that industry. From New York, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
About 60% of Americans still go to a professional for their tax needs. That includes chains like H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and CPAs. The other 40% do their taxes manually, with the majority of those people heading online.
Online tax preparation using software or an online service is growing extremely rapidly.
That's Bob Meehan with TurboTax, whose parent company Intuit recently reported quarterly results well above expectations. George Van Horn with IBIS World Industry Research says while accountants have been in high demand because of all those complex financial products,
now as people in the next couple of years simplify, their financial portfolios, you could easily see people requiring less value-added services.
Plus, taxpayers may try to cut back on the expense of tax preparation, he says, and that is bad news for accountants. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
This year, IRS tax collectors will be in-house. Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Douglas Schuman says the agency will no longer depend on private collectors, and it plans to hire as many as 1,000 workers to do the job. An agency study showed that having internal collectors would be more efficient. Some congressmen with private collection firms in their districts argued against the move. Seems there's no escaping the fallout. Even the Iditarod, that 1,100-mile dog sled race across the Alaskan tundra, is hurting. Competitors and prize money are melting away, and the race kicks off tomorrow. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
There will be 67 teams mushing through whiteouts and deep freezes this year, from Anchorage to Nome. That's a third fewer than in 2008, and the top prize is down to just over $600,000. Last year, it was nearly $1 million. The Iditarod's organizers say costs are up for everything from vets to bush plane flights. University of Alaska professor Brian Patrick O'Donohue ran the race in 1991 and wrote a book about it.
We are on the end of the line in terms of supply chains. Dog food, gasoline, all of it has really risen in price.
The pros keep as many as 50 dogs in training year-round. O'Donohue had half that many.
It was like getting a pay increase when we did finally sell our dog team.
O'Donohue was never exactly at the front of the pack, by the way. The year he ran the Iditarod, he finished dead last. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Rachel Steinberg is among the newly unemployed. Since being laid off from her public relations job, she's been learning, blogging, and most of all, coping. This week, Rachel attended a camp where the jobless go to learn how to live cheap, market themselves, and figure out freelance options. She's with us now from San Francisco. Rachel, what's your story?
The economy was starting to go bad. We all knew what was happening. And January 16th, about 5:30, I was called into our conference room, and I was one of the two that was unfortunately laid off.
So what's the job search been like since that day?
It's been pretty difficult, to be honest. Not a lot of companies are hiring, and if they are, they're hiring for a few months down the line when the economy could get better. But I've been picking up contract work, which has actually been the best thing.
So how are you doing financially? I mean, obviously, you lose your job, your livelihood is gone, right?
Right. And, you know, I've had some credit card debt and I have student loans to pay. You know, I've been very honest with my credit card companies, with my student loans, really trying to make sure that I'm making payments on time if possible, and also trying to keep some kind of semblance of a life as well. You know, living in San Francisco, it's a very expensive city, but, you know, it's possible to still live here and be unemployed. You just really have to be very aware of your budget.
You attended a camp for the recently laid off. There is such a place. What was that like?
You know, it was a camp for people who were recently laid off, unemployed, freelancers, people looking to make network connections. And it's actually going to be in a bunch of different cities. You know, I attended the one in San Francisco. It was a full-day event. Part of it was a support group. Part of it was also just being able to get out of your apartment. You know, if you had an innovative idea, it was about meeting other people who could help you. There were developers, there were engineers, there were a few lawyers, there were other marketing and public relations people. So it was really an opportunity to showcase your idea. And then if somebody else could help you, they were more than willing to say, well, like, I know this person, or have you thought of this?
What advice do you have for people who were disheartened by their recent layoff?
First of all, you're not alone. I know everybody says that, but there are a lot of us that are out there. And it's frustrating, and it's sad, and it's depressing, but that's not going to help you get your next job. And being honest with yourself about your skills, about what you want to do next, and then making that happen. We're in a tough point, and there are jobs, and it might be making your own job, and it might be taking 5 or 6 jobs. But it's really about doing what you want to do now, because you have the opportunity.
Well, Rachel Steinberg, thank you, and good luck to you in your job search, and we hope it turns out well.
Thank you very much.
Incidentally, Rachel came to us by way of our Public Insight Network. It's a way for us to connect with people who are personally affected by a particular story or issue. There's more about the network inside our Trading Floor blog, insidemarketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.